The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, Jethro Network, all over this world and through the podcast. So we're glad you're tuning in.
Not to miss the Michigan Talk Network and our, of course, alma mater, Ferris, WBRN in Big Rapids.
Yep.
I've got some stick up there.
I got some buddies that pick it up there.
I got lots of them, yeah.
Yep. So, Bob, you invited some guests into the studio with us. The studio table just got really full, but it's full of beer.
Our favorite scene, isn't it?
Yeah, it's full of beer, though, well, so take it away, baby.
It's a great story. You'll appreciate this because you would have done exactly the same thing. It's last Saturday. I'm coming back from helping my sister. My brother-in-law passed away, so I went over to help my sister, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff. And Americans have stuff. And she had a basement full of boxes. They've moved several times. And every time she moved, they just moved the boxes down there and bought all new stuff. So we're going through all this stuff. And it was a very hot day. So I'm really depleted. About 3-4 o'clock, I said, I got to go home. I think my wife was gone. So I was going home to an empty house, believe it or not, like I have right now. And setting you up, Jop.
Hey, man, if you've listened to this show before, this is old hat. So just keep it going, man.
So I'm going through Allendale because she lives in Grand Haven. And I go by one of my favorite breweries. And, of course,
No, you didn't. You went in.
No.
You didn't go by.
This is my story. Yeah. So I had to look over at Trail Point and just say, God, I wish I could stop. And I look over and I see this, like, gangster-looking giant bus that's all blacked out. And I'm like, man, there's some mobsters there or something. And I see barbecue on the side, and it's a giant city bus, or, you know, the big giant ones. And I'm flying by, and I'm like, this, I can't drive by this. I got to see this. So I hit the brakes, whip a Yui in the median there, and pull back in. Pulled right up next to the bus, got out, and immediately walked right in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who owns this thing? And that's when I met Thomas DeMott. And I want to introduce you to Thomas DeMott from Two Bones and Jeff Knobloch, of course, from Trail Point, who's been here several times. And we keep having him back because he's just one of those hammers that knows how to build a good beer. But before Jeff comes on, I want to say hi to Thomas and apologize for just walking onto your bus.
Well, hey, guys, it's good to be here today.
I'm glad you're here.
Me. Yep.
Yeah, tell us about it, man. So Two Bones, if you don't, I'm not familiar. Help me out.
All right, so I was a career construction guy. I was a painter, not going to lie. That's all. And then
that's a little Trail Point going on.
Ran my business for 20 some years and didn't want to retire a painter because I don't know any painters that really retire. They just keep working.
Right.
So I had this idea. I've been always interested in food, making food. I think the first meal I made for my friends was a country style pork rib that was like baked in the oven because that's the way my mom used to do it. So I used to cook for my friends, and as I got older, I started doing things in the church. Their big family dinners and the special events is something that I would do at the church.
Sure, once the church finds out you can cook.
Exactly, you do a lot of it.
It's the 80-20 rule.
I was really happy to do it, but we were serving 240 people in an afternoon that I had to get food ready and serve them in a half an hour. And I started to think about how to monetize that because it was something I really enjoyed. So,
Thomas?
Yeah.
You want to know what? That's exactly how this radio show started. He and I met at a church. We started cooking at the church. And then we started teaching people how to cook because our cooking was a lot better than the previous cooks that were there.
Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes.
And we were having men's nights, and then we started teaching, and a third guy comes up and says, you guys need to put this on a bigger platform. Then he was a radio consultant, and here we are 15 years later. But
yeah,
it started
cool.
The same way. Started at our church.
Yeah, that's a good place to start with a lot of things.
So. Yeah, there's a whole lot of other meetings that took place.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one at Deer Camp. But
right. Well, Those were just perfecting the idea. That's all those were. Yeah.
It's me
the ideas are born, I think.
It's right. Me doing a pitch to Randy about why he needs to jump in on this
right,
thing.
Yeah. Why I need to write a big check to buy us time on a radio station is what that was all about. But anyway, the history is all good. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no,
I had to make that connection.
Yeah. So my dad and I would have breakfast often. He came back from California and he said, "Tom, I think you should think about a food truck." And I don't want a food truck. You know, I'm thinking restaurant or brick and mortar and things. And I wrote a number of business plans that never really went anywhere. And then one day I was looking through an auction site and I saw these city buses that were auctioning off. And I did some research and found out that they auction off really cheap. When they retire, they're required to retire at a certain age.
Right.
So I started bidding on one.
And how did the headroom work out in a city bus better than a school bus, right?
Well, sure. It's a low floor platform is what they would call it because they're curb height. And it seems to be the perfect platform, in my opinion, for a food truck because you're closer with your customer. They have big windows on the side that flip up and as I'm driving through,
I took one look at it and the light bulb went off. I thought, oh my gosh, a bigger bus, because a lot of guys do school buses,
right?
And I love schoolies and all those people that convert school buses.
Oh sure,
I saw yours and I thought, holy cow, this is a whole new.
Well,
way to do
you know,
it.
Here's the other thing: is those municipalities take great care of those buses. There's an absolute maintenance program
exactly
that they're on, and it's routine, and they don't miss a beat on it because they're serving the public, and they have to. So when you get one of those, it's been maintained as good as anything will have been.
And that's the same concept that I think schoolies like about school buses. When they get them, they've got brand new tires.
Right,
they've
got
a diesel motor with 150,000 on it, so it's barely broken.
Yeah.
You know, and
one of those.
Those are deals.
Exactly.
Those are deals. So what he's got in this thing, Jop, you got to see it. And you
didn't
will,
drive it here
you
today,
will.
Did you?
No, I didn't. It's working today.
Right,
so.
Yeah, I get it. There you go.
But, dude, it's a full kitchen. Big draft hood, all kinds of stuff. And I took some pictures I can post, but it's you're going to love it.
Wow.
And don't even start talking about buying one.
No.
Because I'm not doing it.
Yeah, my problem is storage.
I don't know if it's a great idea for everybody.
I don't want it ending up at my house.
Right. It's in, hey, Bob, I'm going to park the bus out back. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. But
he's parked right next to Trail Point.
Right.
And Jeff Knobloch, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Jeff's been on the show several times. Seems like I don't know, done some things out there. I know we've worked together on several things, but wonderful place in Allendale. Town needed it.
Right.
And they just happened
on Lake Michigan Drive.
They just happened to get a guy who really knows how to make a good beer. And cheers to you. What's this we're trying right now?
Well, Bob and Jop, thank you for having me out again.
Oh, so man. Love to have you.
I always love having a few beers with you.
Right. Yeah. How can that be wrong, right?
And not only did you stop out on the day that Tom was there, but it was our 9th anniversary. So it was our 9th.
Oh, that's why you had
years.
The big celebration.
Yeah. So it was a big day for us. And we've been working with Tom and his crew for 5 years now. It's been a great
so having that bus pulled right up next to your, they got a wonderful, if you've never been to Trail Point, I encourage you to go. They've got a wonderful outdoor patio. This time of year, you've got months and months of just perfect enjoyment out there. And your whole place is just set up. You've got meeting rooms and different things like that. But the bus is pulled right along the west side, which, I mean, the people couldn't have it better. They just walk up and get some fantastic barbecue.
Hey, Bob, we got to take a break. We're running long. Great, great topic. We'll be back in a minute.